You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for tuning in to the newest episode of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soker. This episode is being released on November 28th, 2024, which is Thanksgiving Day here in the United States. So this week, what we're talking about are reasons to be thankful as a preacher. If you preach, it is good to be reminded of these points from time to time because sometimes the work can be discouraging. But also, if you don't preach, the points we're going to discuss here today will also help you to be able to try to encourage and support those who are doing the work of preaching the gospel. So for links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/11/28/24. Now for our discussion this week. I shared a few points on this idea in the Plain Bible Teaching Sermons newsletter that I sent out earlier this week, and I'll have a link to the show notes if you want to subscribe to that if you're not already on that list. But the points we're going to talk about here today are similar to that list, but I did make some changes to fit more with the theme of the podcast. So as preachers, why should we be thankful? Well, number one, we should be thankful because we have a perfect message to preach. Paul said, "Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways." There is no greater message than the message that God has revealed to us in his word. And his word will not change. The Apostle Peter said, "For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable. That is, through the living and enduring word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of the grass. The grass withers, the flower falls off, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which was preached to you." So this is our message, and it will not change, which is an incredible blessing, because we will never have to alter our message because the word of God and his will has somehow changed. And in fact, Paul said over in Galatians 1, verses 8 and 9, that we would be accursed if we did change the message, but it will never be necessary for us to change it. Number two, we can be thankful because we have the opportunity to preach. Paul said, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who has strengthened me because he considered me faithful, putting me into service." Now, of course, Paul's situation was a little different than ours. He was divinely appointed as an apostle. We may not have the same kind of call that he did, yet we should still see every opportunity that we have to preach and teach the word as a great blessing and be thankful for it. Number three, we have brethren who can encourage us. When Paul wrote to the saints at Rome, he said, "First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, because your faith is being proclaimed throughout the whole world." The influence of these brethren and the faith that they showed spread beyond their location. And Paul wanted to visit them in order to encourage them, but also to be encouraged by them. He said a couple verses later, "For I long to see you so that I may impart some spiritual gift to you that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you while among you, each of us by the other's faith, both yours and mine." Our brethren are able to encourage us, and we all need this type of encouragement. Even preachers need to be encouraged. Number four, we can be thankful that we have brethren who support us. Paul was thankful for the brethren in Philippi for this reason. He said, "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always offering prayer with joy in my every prayer for you all, in view of your participation in the gospel from the first day until now." Their participation in the gospel, as he mentioned there, included the support that they offered for his work. And he mentioned this later in the same letter in Philippians chapter 4. "You yourselves also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel, after I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, but you alone. For even in Thessalonica, you sent a gift more than once for my needs." Now, of course, preachers should not develop a sense of entitlement when it comes to this type of support, as if we expect to be supported simply because we say we want to be a preacher. But on the other hand, God's plan is for preachers, those who are doing the work of preaching, to be supported for that work, 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 14 says, "So also the Lord directed those who proclaim the gospel to get their living from the gospel. This allows them to spend more time doing the work." In number 5, we can be thankful that we have a reward from the Lord. Paul said, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Paul wrote that near the end of his life as he was looking forward to the time when he would be put to death for his faith. And he expressed the confidence that even though he was about to die, there was a reward waiting for him. And it is important for us to note that this reward is not based upon the results of our work, but rather on how we have faithfully carried out that work. Notice what Jesus said to his disciples. "Do you not say, 'There are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest'? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, that they are white for harvest. Already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, so that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this case the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap for that which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." He talks about two different groups of people here, those who sow the seed and those who reap the harvest. Both of them were involved in the work, but some would not see the results from their efforts, those who were sowing the seed. Yet they were still able to rejoice with their fellow workers. Their work was important. Their work was necessary. Paul made this point in his first letter to the church at Corinth. "For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not in cleverness of speech, so that the cross of Christ will not be made void." Like Paul, we have a responsibility to do what we can, which is to preach the gospel. We plant and water and then trust in God to give the increase, as it talks about in 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 6. So the results are in his hands. We simply need to focus on doing the work faithfully and to the best of our abilities. Now, it's important to remember these points because we will face times of discouragement. There will be times when people will just be uninterested in our message. They won't want to hear what we're saying. Opportunities that we have to share the gospel with others or to teach may seem limited at times. And sometimes, even though brethren are often a source of encouragement, they can also be discouraging at times. And while God's plan is for those who preach the gospel to get their living from the gospel, sometimes support is going to be lacking. So those are all possibilities. However, the reward that the Lord has promised, that does not change. And no matter what else happens, that makes all of it worthwhile. So remember that it is a great blessing and a privilege to be able to preach the gospel. And those who preach need to recognize this and be thankful to God for it. And all Christians need to encourage and support the work that is being done by faithful gospel preachers, knowing that we are all working together in the cause of Christ. That's all for this week. Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I hope you found this episode to be helpful. For links to some related materials, check out the show notes for this episode at plainbibleteaching.com/podcast/11/28/24. If you have a moment to rate and review the podcast or share it with others, that is always appreciated. Especially this episode, if you want to share it with someone who preaches the gospel to encourage them, you can share that with them and that would be appreciated as well. Also, if you're listening to this, remember that we also upload video versions of the podcast to the Plain Bible Teaching YouTube channel. So if you prefer to watch this on video, that option is there for you. And if you are watching this on YouTube, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so you can see the other videos we post here from time to time. And if you see a news story or have some topic that you think would make for a good discussion, send that to me at andy@plainbibleteaching.com. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to talk to you again next week.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. Also, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching Weekly Newsletter. This free newsletter will be delivered to your inbox each Friday with articles, podcasts, videos, sermon outlines, and more. Visit plainbibleteaching.com to subscribe today.